a good time to see the bright winter constellations like Orion, Taurus, and Gemini. Last time, I talked a bit about two supergiant stars in Orion, namely Betelgeuse and Rigel. And this time, I'd like to talk a little about a giant, not a supergiant, orange star in Taurus. And that would be Aldebaran, whose name translates from Arabic as the follower, probably because it follows the Pleiades star cluster across the night sky. Aldebaran is the eye of the bull, and it appears against another star cluster, a V-shaped cluster called the Hyades, but it isn't part of the Hyades. Aldebaran has a mass only 1.7 times that of the Sun, but its diameter is more than 40 times as large. In comparison, Jupiter's diameter is about a tenth of the Sun. So the Sun is even more of a shrimp compared to Aldebaran than the largest planet is compared to the Sun. Aldebaran is 65 light years away and more than 400 times as bright as the Sun. And you'll find it just northwest of Orion. Starting on the 17th, try to catch the zodiacal light an hour or two after sunset. Zodiacal light is sunlight reflecting off dust in the plane of the solar system, and it appears as a broad band of light extending up from the western horizon along the sun's path, and it dims with distance from the sun. Late February is a good time to see it in the evening, and March is also good, but you have to wait for a night when there isn't a bright moon interfering. Luckily, that's the way it'll be in late February this year, because the moon will be waning, and so it won't be up in the early evening. In astronomy news, the European Space Agency's Herschel Space Observatory has made a discovery concerning Ceres. Ceres, that's C-E-R-E-S, is the largest body in the asteroid belt, that being a wide swath of rocky objects orbiting the Sun between Mars and Jupiter. Ceres is named for the Roman goddess of agriculture, and is classified as a minor planet. What was discovered was two plumes of water vapor coming off Ceres on roughly opposite sides of it. This is the first time water has been found in the asteroid belt. Why Ceres should have water and how it's escaping is a mystery. Scientists think that maybe Ceres originated farther out in the solar system at a distance from the sun where it gets so cold that water ice can exist in space without being melted by the sun's rays. We don't know, but we should be learning more on that point and others next year when a spacecraft called Dawn swoops close to Ceres for some detailed observations. February's full moon was known to Algonquin Indians as the full snow moon or the hunger moon, because hunting was difficult this time of year. The full moon rises in Grand Marais at 5:31 p.m. on the 14th, and that'll be just a few minutes away from the moment of perfect fullness. Therefore, this moonrise makes a perfectly round and lovely accessory for Valentine's Day. That's all for now, and happy star watching.